You don't live very long before you find out that there is someone in the world who wants to oppose you. This person will occasionally say something very hurtful to you. It might be your older brother or older sister. Maybe it's the bully at school. And as you grow up, you find out that the whole world seems to be full of conflict and war. This week, a Malaysian passenger jet was shot down over Eastern Europe.
在几天前, 马来西亚的一个民航客机 在乌克兰上空被击落了。
We don't know who did this or why.
我们不知道是谁做的这件事, 也不知道是为什么。
In the country of Iraq, a city named Mosul was just told that all the Christians had to leave.
在伊拉克有一所城市, 在那里头他们就忽然 命令所有的基督徒必须要离开。
They had 48 hours to leave the city where they've always lived or they would be killed.
他们只有48小时的时间离开这个城市, 否则他们就会被杀掉。
We would like to think that the world was a peaceful place.
我们很希望这个世界是一个, 平安的世界。
But that's simply not true.
但是事实却不是这样。
As a Christian, you and I need to know how to deal with opposition.
作为一个基督徒, 你和我, 我们大家都需要知道如何克服阻力。
We have, first of all, an enemy that is common to all of us.
首先我们有一个共同的敌人。
The Bible says that his name is Satan.
圣经告诉我们他的名字就是撒旦。
He hates us because we were created in the image of God.
他恨我们，因为我们是神照着他自己的模样造的。
And because we are Christians and followers of Jesus Christ.
因为我们是基督徒，我们按照神的命令行事。
Sometimes people will oppose you and me.
有时候你会遇到有人反对你。
Sometimes they oppose our ideas because they're not very good ideas.
有的时候, 有人会反对我们的意见, 也许因为我们自己的意见是不对的。
It's actually a good thing if someone opposes me when I have a bad idea.
这其实不是一件坏事, 如果我自己的主意是错的话, 有人反对我, 其实是好事。
I need God's help to be humble and listen when someone opposes me for a good reason.
我需要神来帮助我, 谦卑。
We also have inevitable conflicts and misunderstandings, and sometimes we even deal with people who are just bad people.
有时候呢，我们是不可避免的有意见的冲突， 而且有的时候我们确实是要 对付一些坏人。
Some people will oppose you because that's just what they do.
有些人可能会没有什么理由的，就是要反对你。
We're going to learn from the book of Joshua today how God, some ideas about how God helps us deal with opposition.
今天我们来学习约书亚记, 让神的话来教我们如何克服阻力。
When Moses died, God called Joshua to lead his people into the promised land.
摩西死后, 神又吩咐约书亚 来带他的人民去到,
If you are familiar with the book of Exodus, you know that the people the first time refused to cross the Jordan River.
如果你记得在出埃及记里面, 提到过, 人们, 反对, 不想过, 约旦河。
12 spies were sent to see what this promised land really looked like.
有十二个探子被送到 这个城里去看这个应许之地。
And Joshua was one of those original 12 spies.
约书亚是原来的这十二个探子之一。
The people of God were about 1 million slaves who had just fled from Egypt.
神的子民当时是大约100万的奴隶，当时正在逃离埃及。
They were not soldiers. They didn't know how to use weapons, and they didn't know how to wage war.
他们并不是训练有素的军人，他们不知道怎么打仗。
In the Promised Land were cities with walls and trained armies.
在这应许之地里呢，住的是有训练的军人，他们住在有城墙的城里。
There were giants who were 8 or 9 feet tall.
有巨人，有8到9尺高。
When the spies came back, all but Joshua and Caleb said, "We cannot go there."
这十二个探子回来，其中有十个人都说，我们不能去那儿。
The opposition is too strong for us.
这个阻力是很大的。
Now, 40 years later, Joshua has come to the same river.
现在40年后，约书亚又到了这同样的一条约旦河面前。
In verse 9 that we read, God said through Joshua, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go."
约书亚记第一章八到九节就这样说，我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Three times God told him, "Be brave, don't be afraid."
神连续告诉他三次，说不要害怕。
The first time when you got an injection with a needle, did your mother tell you, "Don't be afraid"?
当你第一次打针的时候，你妈妈告诉你不要害怕。
Be brave.
要勇敢。
Did that work?
那样有用吗？
No, you were afraid anyway.
你可能一定还是非常害怕的。
And you were even more afraid the second time you got an inoculation.
等你打第二针的时候，你就更害怕了，因为你已经知道打针是什么情况。
So just because God said to Joshua, "Don't be afraid,"
所以当约书亚听到神对他说不要害怕的时候，
Everyone had heard about the giants and the armies, and they were afraid.
他们都早都听说过了，这个军队和有巨人，所以他们非常的害怕。
Let me tell you the first thing you and I need to do when we're facing opposition.
让我来告诉你，在我们面对阻力的时候，我们首先要做什么？
We need to study the opposition, the people or things that oppose us, very carefully.
首先我们要好好研究一下我们的敌人。
So Joshua sent spies again across the river into the land to see what was there.
所以约书亚就又派出两个探子去打探这个地方。
And they discovered the same thing they discovered the first time they visited the Promised Land.
打探回来的结果就和他们上次得到的结果是一样的。
The same cities with huge walls.
还是这一座看上去是有铜墙铁壁一样的城池。
The wall around the city of Jericho was very wide.
城墙非常的宽。
In fact, it was about as wide as this sanctuary is, this room.
大概有这个房间这么宽。
You could drive 2 chariots side by side and race around the top of the wall.
你可以在城墙的上面并排的开两架马车在比赛。
Inside the city were hundreds of soldiers with shiny spears.
在城内有上百个士兵，都拿着锋利的武器。
So God wanted his people to see.That they could not defeat their enemies in their own strength.
通过这样的事实，神就是想让他们知道，只靠人的力量，他们是打不下这座城池的。
You and I sometimes we face financial trouble.
你我有时候都会遇到各式各样的困难，比如说财政困难。
Sometimes we face relationship trouble with other people.
有时候是和别人的人际关系不好。
Sometimes the opposition we face is physical. It might be an illness.
也许有的时候是疾病。
So the first thing we should do is take a good look at the things that oppose us and decide, is this something I can defeat in my own strength?
首先我们要先看一看你遇到的阻力是不是靠人的力量就能克服的。
The question to ask is, will I trust God or my own resources?
我们要问自己这样的问题，我们是要去靠神的力量还是靠自己的力量？
So Moses asked the people an important question.
摩西问过大家一个重要的问题。
Joshua said to them, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua said to the priests, take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass before the people. So they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people.
约书亚就吩咐百姓说，你们要自洁，因为明天耶和华必在你们中间行奇事。约书亚又吩咐祭司说，你们抬起约柜在百姓前头过去。于是他们抬起约柜在百姓前头走。
If I told six of the men to pick up this table,
如果我现在叫六个人来把前面的这个柜子抬起来
and go over to the Thames River in Norwich,
告诉他们抬着这个桌子走到Thames 河。
And I told you, I want you to walk across the Thames River and carry that table.
我告诉他们，我要你们抬着这个桌子，走过Thames River 那个泰晤士河。
And there's soldiers on the other side, and they'll shoot arrows at you while you walk across.
在河那边呢，还有士兵向你射箭。
You would say, Chuck, you're crazy.
你 probably 你可能会告诉我说，你疯了吧。
The water's over my head. I need my arms to swim.
河水很深，我需要游泳，我需要我的胳膊来游泳。
If I carry the table, I can't carry a shield to stop the arrows they're going to shoot at me.
我要是手抬着桌子，我手也不能拿盾牌来抵挡那个箭。
I'm sorry, we cannot do this.
对不起，我不能按你的命令做。
But they didn't do that. They picked up the Ark of the Covenant and walked into the Jordan River.
但是事实上，这些祭司他们就抬起约柜在百姓前头走，并且走向约旦河。
If you say yes to God's strength when you face opposition, that's the first step in winning.
在你遇到阻力的时候，第一件事就是对神说。是的，我要你的力量来克服阻力，这是你要做的第一件事。
After they crossed the river, God had a second test for the men.
在他们渡过了约旦河之后，神又给了他们第二个试炼。
In chapter 5, he said, circumcise all the Israelites.
第五章第二节，那时耶和华吩咐约书亚说，你制造火石刀。第二次给以色列人行割礼。
This is something they should have been doing for the last 40 years, but did not do.
这是他们四十年前就应该做的事，但是他们没有做。
Circumcision was like baptism. It was a way to say, "Yes, God, I belong completely to you."
在旧约的时代，割礼就像是洗礼一样，是一个标志，来说我是神的民。
So now they were on the other side of the river where the enemy lived, and all the men were going to be weak and healing for a few days.
现在他们已经到了河那边，就离敌人非常近了。他们这个时候。
So again, God had to say to them, "Don't be afraid. Trust me."
就是神用这样的事情来告诉他们，又一次告诉他们不要害怕。就虽然他们受了割礼要恢复，在受伤要恢复的时候。
This was a good time for God to personally come and reassure His people.
这是最好的时候， 让神来亲自告诉他们。
In chapter 5, Joshua was by Jericho, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing before him with his drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" And he said, "No, I am the commander of the army of the Lord. Now I have come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?"
约书亚记第五章十三到十四节说，约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀，对面站立。约书亚到他那里，问他说：“你是帮助我们呢，是帮助我们的敌人呢？”他回答说：“不是的，我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。”约书亚就俯伏在地上拜，说：我主有什么话吩咐仆人？
Many people believe that Joshua met Jesus that day there on his way into the promised land.
很多人都认为这件事是约书亚在这里遇到的是耶稣。
So the word Jesus is the translation of a Hebrew word Yeshua.
耶稣的名字就是希伯来语，从以书亚翻译过来的一个词。
And Yeshua is Joshua.
这个原词的意思就是约书亚。
And translated, the word Jesus or Joshua means Savior.
约书亚和耶稣这两个词的意思都是救主。
So Joshua was facing opposition that he could not defeat, and he was weak, and he met a savior.
在约书亚遇到极大的阻力，自己不能克服的时候，他遇到了救主。
Joshua asked the same question you would ask if you encountered what you thought was an angel with a drawn sword.
约书亚当时的反应就像是如果你遇到了一个天使，手里拿着一个 ，What did the angel have in his hand?
A sword.
看见一个天使手里拿着一把宝剑。
Joshua asked, "Are you on my side or their side?"
约书亚当时问他，你是帮助我们呢，还是帮助我们的敌人呢
？And I want you to notice that Jesus did not answer that question.
耶稣并没有回答他这个问题。
Jesus said, "I am the Lord."
耶稣就告诉他说，我是神。
And the question is, "Are you on my side?"
我该问的问题是，你是不是和我在一边？
When you're facing opposition, you want God to be on your side, right?
当你遇到阻力的时候，你希望神站在你的这一边，是不是？
That will only work well if you are on the Lord's side.
这必须是你要站在神的一边才行。
So the thing that Joshua did was very important.
约书亚当时做的一件事非常非常重要。
He fell on his face and worshipped Jesus and said, "Master, what do you want?"
约书亚当时就俯伏在地拜下说，我主有什么话吩咐仆人？
Here's the second thing that you need if you're going to defeat the things that oppose you.
下面我讲第二条，你要如何来克服阻力。
We need a battle plan from God.
我们需要一个从神那里来的战斗计划。
In chapter 6, it says this, God speaking, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand. With its king and mighty men of valor, you shall march around the city, all the men of war, going around the city once. And then you shall do for 6 days. 7 priests will bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the altar. And on the 7th day, you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow their trumpets."
约书亚记第六章一到四节说，耶利哥的城门因以色列人就关得严谨，无人出入。耶和华晓谕约书亚说，看哪，我已经把耶利哥和耶利哥的王 并大能的勇士都交在你手中，你们的一切兵丁要围绕这城，一日围绕一次，六日都要这样行。七个祭司要拿七个羊角走在约柜前，到第七日，你们要绕城七次，祭司也要吹角。
This was a miracle because all these soldiers marched all the way around the big city every day, and no one said a word.
这是一个奇迹。这些士兵每天绕着这个城墙走了六天。
I didn't know Christians could go all day and not talk.
我从来没有见过有基督徒能一天到晚都不讲话。
And while they're walking around the city six times, they could see how big the walls were.
他们绕城走了六次六天之后，他们知道这个城有多大。
They could hear the army inside the city yelling, "Come over here so we can kill you."
他们可以听得见城内的士兵在向他们挑衅说，你们来吧，我们会都杀了你们。
And they were thinking to themselves, this is a crazy thing to do.
他们心里一定想，这真是一件发疯的事情。
Just silently looking at the problem and not doing anything.
就这样一声不响的看着这个城。
On the seventh day, something happened that has never happened before and will never happen again in human history.
在第七天发生了一件史无前例也以后再也不会发生的事情。
Since it's not repeatable, this has nothing to do with science.
因为这件事不可能再发生了，因为这就不是说自然界的力量可以实现的事情。
This is a true miracle from God.
这是纯粹的从神来的神迹。
Seven priests took a horn made from the horn of a ram.
七个祭司拿着七个羊角。
And when God told them, they blew on one note on the horn.
当神叫他们吹某一个音的时候。
And all the walls on all four sides of this huge city fell down.
当他们吹响羊角的时候，城墙就倒塌了。
And all the soldiers and chariots on top of the walls fell down.
所有的士兵和城上的马车也都倒下了。
And the army of God, which was now surrounding the city, just entered the city from all sides at the same time.
神的子民就从倒下的城墙上直接进了城。
The people inside were so frightened they just surrendered.
城里的人非常非常的害怕恐惧，他们就都投降了。
It was a miracle. God defeated the enemies of his people.
这是神的一个奇迹，神迹他帮助自己的民打败了他们的敌人。
Has something like this ever happened to you?
你有没有遇见过类似的事情呢？
It's kind of rare, but you pray and pray and suddenly you needed money and somewhere the money just comes to you.
这可能是很少发生。但有没有你祷告啊，比如说你需要钱，你就祷告祷告，然后钱就来了。
You're thinking, maybe I should pray for that.
也许你想啊，那我可能应该开始这样祷告。
Or you're very ill and the doctor tells you, I don't know that I can help you.
或者是你得了重病，就连医生都说，我不知道怎么才能帮你。
And you don't take any medicine, you don't have a surgery.
你没有吃药，也没有做手术。
And you're suddenly just well.
你忽然就好了。
This is a miracle from God.
这就是从神来的神迹。
This is God taking a problem we couldn't solve and just solving it for us.
这是神帮助我们克服了我们靠自己之力无法克服的困难。
Usually it doesn't work that way, does it?
通常情况下，事情没有这么简单，是不是？
Sometimes God gives me patience to love the people who are opposing me.
有的时候神就给我耐心，让我去爱那些反对我的人。
Sometimes He gives me another job, and I have to work really hard for a long time to make enough money just to live.
有时候神给我一个特别困难的工作，我必须做它，做很久很久的事，才能养活自己。
But I always need to remember it was God who delivered me.
但是我一定要记得，是神，创造了我。
When things are going really well, we all have the same problem.
当事情很顺利的时候，我们都有一个一样的毛病。
We forget that the enemies that surround us are more powerful than we are.
我们就忘了我们周围的敌人比我们自己更强大。
When everything's going well, we forget to pray very much.
当一切都很顺利的时候，我们可能忘了常常祷告。
We start to think, oh, I can go to church every other week or whenever I feel I need to.
我大概只需要每隔一周去教会，或者是等我想去的时候再去吧。
And we begin to think, I don't have to obey God about everything. I can just obey him about the important things.
我们可能会想，也许我不需要遵守神的所有的教导，也许只是遵守几条重要的就行了。
Joshua and the people of God forgot how they defeated the city of Jericho.
约书亚和他的人民，慢慢的就忘记了他们是怎么样拿下的耶利哥城。
When they came to the next city, which was not as large, they said, we don't need to pray before we attack that city.
当他们来到第二座城之前呢，他们就觉得，我们这次不需要向神祷告了，我们自己就可以做到了。
And we don't need a plan from God. We are great generals now. We've already defeated a larger city than this.
我们不需要从神来给我们做战斗计划了，我们已经都打下了那么大的一座城了。
So they came to a city called Ai.
所以当他们来到爱城之前的时候
，It says, and men went up and spied out Ai, and they returned to Joshua and said to him, "Do not have all the people go up, but let 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack, and do not let the whole people toil up there, for they are few." So about 3,000 men went up there from the people, and they fled before the men of Ai.
第七章二到四节说，当下约书亚从耶利哥打发人往伯特利东边，靠近伯雅文的爱城去，吩咐他们说：“你们上去窥探那地。”他们就上去窥探爱城。他们回到约书亚那里，对他说：“众民不必都上去。”只要两三千人上去就能攻取爱城，不必劳累众民都去，因为那里的人少。于是民中约有三千人上那里去，竟在爱城人面前逃跑了。
Israel was defeated and 36 men died.
以色列人就被打败了，很多人死掉了。
They were saying, wait, I belong to God. He promised me victory.
这时候他们想起来了，说神许诺了我，我们会胜利的呀。
But God said this in chapter 7, Israel has sinned, they transgressed my covenant that I commanded them. They've taken some of the devoted things, they've stolen and lied, they've put them among their own belongings. Therefore, the people of Israel cannot stand before their enemies.
第七章十一到十二节说，这时候，神说，以色列人犯了罪，违背了我所吩咐他们的约，取了当灭的物，又偷窃，又行诡诈，又把那当灭的放在他们的家具里。因此，以色列人在仇敌面前站立不住，他们在仇敌面前转背逃跑，是因成了被咒诅的。他们若不把当灭的物从你们中间除掉，你们若不把当灭的物从你们中间除掉，我就不再与你们同在了。
If you and I are being defeated by the things that oppose us, we need to ask God an important question.
如果我们被我们的敌人击倒了的话，我们需要问神这样一个问题。
Are there things in my life that are standing between me and victory?
是什么东西站在我和胜利之间？
As a Christian, are there things that I'm doing that Jesus has clearly told me not to do?
作为一个基督徒，我们有没有做耶稣明明白白地告诉我们不要做的事？
Are there things in my life that Jesus said, do this, and I'm not doing them anymore?
有没有什么耶稣叫我们做的事，而我却没有做？
God's people forgot that it's God who gives us victory over those who oppose us.
以色列人忘记了，是神给他们的力量，让他们战胜敌人的。
I'll give you one more, the third step we need to take to overcome what opposes us.
下面我给你们讲第三点，如何克服阻力。
I'm jumping over 17 chapters of the book of Joshua to chapter 24.
我越过很多章节，17章节，现在直接来到第24章。
City by city, Joshua led the people of God to victory after victory.
神带着约书亚打下了一座接一座的城池。
31 cities fell before the people of God.
一共有34座城池被神的子民打下。
The people of God defeated giants.
神的子民战胜了巨人。
With the power and the plan of God on their side, they defeated walled cities.
带着从神那里来的力量，他们打败了很多城池，虽然他们有很坚固的城墙。
They never used the same battle plan twice.
他们每次用的作战计划都是不一样的。
So, for example, when you face a big problem and God leads you and tells you, here, this is the way to solve it.
当你遇到一个巨大的困难的时候，神可能会这样告诉你，说你要这样做。
Even if you face the same problem again, you still have to ask God for a new way to solve the problem.
当你第二次遇到同样的困难的时候，你还是应该向神祷告，问神应该怎么做。
God wants us to trust Him, not the plans.
神要我们是相信他，而不是相信计划。
God then said to His people, "I have kept every promise I ever made to you."
神说，我向你们所有许诺的，我都应允了。
In chapter 24, He said, "I gave you a land on which you had not labored, and cities you did not build." And you dwell in them. You eat the fruit of vineyards and olive orchards that you did not plant. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your fathers served beyond the river in Egypt and serve the Lord.
24章13、14节，我赐给你们地土，非你们所修治的；我赐给你们城邑，非你们所建造的。你们就住在其中。又得吃非你们所栽种的葡萄园、橄榄园的果子。现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意地侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。
So let's say that God's given you the victory over the thing that was opposing you.
现在如果神帮助你打败了你的敌人。
The people who gave you such trouble are not a problem anymore.
那些给你带来麻烦的人，这些麻烦都已经不存在了。
The finances that you needed to live are provided, and God has made a way for you to provide for yourself.
你的经济问题解决了，你现在可以有足够的经济条件来养活你家。
Your illness is gone, and it's not a problem anymore.
你的疾病也治好了，你现在身体健康了。
God says, now you and I, all of us need to make a choice, an important choice.
神说，我们现在需要做一个重要的选择。
We could trust all the things that we trusted before we knew Jesus.
我们可以继续相信在我们认识主耶稣之前相信的那些事。
We could trust the things that all the people around us trust, like money or influence or my own strength of will.
我们还可以像周围的其他人一样相信钱或者是自己的意志力。
Or we could continue to trust the Lord.
或者我们可以继续的信靠神。
So Joshua in chapter 24, verse 15 said, and if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose today whom you will serve, whether the gods of our fathers served in the region beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的。是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
The thing that will protect you and give you victory over the things that are going to oppose you in the future are walking with Jesus every day.
能一直保护你，帮助你战胜未来所有的困难的是要和耶稣同行。
A simple life of obedience to Jesus Christ is the thing that protects you.
一个最简单的，就是服从耶稣这个原则是能帮助保护你一生的。
I daily fall down on my knees like Joshua did and say, Lord, what do you want me to do today?
像约书亚那样每天都俯伏在地去拜神说主啊你要我今天做什么。
Some verses that I want you to remember.
有这样几个经句我想让你记住。
Zechariah 4:6 says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
他对我说，这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的，万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。
In Proverbs 21:30-31, it says, no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel can avail against the Lord. The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord.
箴言第21:30-31, 没有人能以智慧、聪明、谋略抵挡耶和华。马是为打仗之日预备的，得胜乃在乎耶和华。
Every time I face a challenge, I need to bow and say, Lord, only you can defeat this for me.
每当我遇到重大的困难的时候，我都要俯伏拜神，问主啊，你要来帮助我。
I need to ask God for his plan.
我需要向神来问我要怎么样行事。
Maybe I need to be quiet and just walk around the problem for a while.
也许我就应该安静不出声的绕着这个困难走几圈。
God will tell me when it's time to shout and blow the trumpet.
神会告诉我什么时候是合适的时机来吹我的号角。
Until then, maybe I should just get with other Christians and quietly pray.
在这之前，也许我就应该和其他的基督徒一起祷告。
If I'm being defeated, I need to ask God if there's something in my life that is between me and my victory.
如果我被困难打败了的时候，我需要问神，是不是在我生活中有什么事情阻挡我得胜？
And be ready to obey the Lord if he tells me, don't do that anymore.
如果神告诉我我不应该做什么事的时候，我一定要听从神。
If God tells me there was something that was very good and healthy you were doing before and you forgot to do it, so start doing it again.
如果神告诉我，我有以前做对的事情，可是我现在忘了，不再做了，这时候我就要赶快再去这样做。
If you are on the Lord's side every day, He will lead you to victory.
如果你每天都和神站在一起，他一定会带你得胜。
Let's pray.
祷告。
God, you are mighty and we are weak.
神啊，你是伟大的，我们是弱小的。
We confess that the things that oppose us can easily defeat us.
我们承认，我们会很容易的被困难击倒。
We might be strong compared to other men and women, but we are not strong compared to all the things in a world at war.
我们跟人比，也许有的时候看上去是强壮的，但是跟神比，我们是弱小的。
I pray, Jesus, that like Joshua, we would see you in our mind today.
我们祷告啊，让你在我，帮助我们在心里看见你。
And we would admit with Joshua that we need to be on your side.
我们要和约书亚一样，要跟你站在一起。
We need to bow and be your servants.
我们需要俯伏在地做你的仆人。
If we hide behind Jesus, he will fight for us.
如果我们站在耶稣的身后，他会帮助我们打仗。
So Lord, help us to put all of our trust in you.
主啊，帮助我们，把我们所有的信心都放在你身上。
Lead your people to victory, I pray in Christ.
带领你的人民走向胜利，祷告。
Amen.